News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio. That's right, your talk radio for the North State. What you want to hear, it gives you a chance to make your comments. Always right here on Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebot. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Good morning, Sonny. How are you today? And, of course, it's Thursday. Trish Clark.
Good morning. And you know that phone number you gave out? Let's have some phone calls. Let's hear from some of those people. I'd love to hear what they're thinking about this good morning, because it is their radio show.
It is their radio show. It is, because, you know, frankly, if you call in, you now run the show.
There you go. Talk about anything you bring up.
Yeah. You know, if we have a guest, you know, and they're into something, we'll have you hold your question, you know, if it's something different, or I'll even have you call back in a few minutes. But everybody gets their shot on here. And, which, you know what, it is. I like it. I enjoy it. And it works.
And it's 64 degrees in the downtown studios, and we're looking for a high of 90 today. With no winds to speak of, mostly clear with a low around 59, a 20% chance of rain on Friday, and showers likely after about 11 p.m. on Saturday, a low around 57 and a high of, I can't see. It's going to be not so hot, about 85
about
over
85.
The weekend.
You want me to hold that for you?
You will know.
Hold it back a little bit further?
No, actually, I just don't see where it says what the temperature's going to be on Saturday.
Well, sometimes we copy these things in a strange way, I can tell you.
Okay. So, the weather is brought to us
by the great people right here at KCNR Radio. Hey, Bad Bob's here with us today. Hey, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
Alrighty, aside from the fact that my allergy kicked in for some reason, but doing well. Thank you. It's having to turn the headlights on as I come to work now.
You know what? I'm turning the lights on when Elk Killer goes out in the morning. Hey, you know what? Let's start off like we always do, Monday through Friday at this time, with our friends from Wells Fargo and our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondat.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 6 points at 15,671. The S&P 500 unchanged at 1725, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 3787. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 131 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Rite Aid's up 53 cents at 424, Bank of America up a penny at 1472, Pandora Media up 76 cents at 2640, and General Electric's adding 4 cents at 2471. Of local interest, PG&E up 6 cents at $42.18, Safeway up 27 cents at $31.62, Costco up 29 cents at $118.93, and North Valley Bank up 11 cents at $18.95. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.72%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32%. Oil's down 48 cents a barrel at $107.59, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $1.34 an ounce at $13.63.20. Well, silver's up 17 cents at $23.05. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, with the changes, like when they decided to keep buying bonds, the stock market went berserk. Now, did you know it was going to happen like that? Chris did. Chris and the guys down there at Wells Fargo did. Yeah, Wells Fargo Advisors. So when they decided not to, you know, what do they call it? Ease off the buying of, you know, the
qualitative easing.
Qualitative easing.
Or quantitative easing.
Yeah, whatever it is. Anyway, but the thing is how they continue to buy or print billions and billions of dollars.
And basically what that says is that the economy is not strong enough for them to get out of it and let it go by itself.
It's what happens. The stock market goes right through the roof. It's higher than it's ever been. So,
yes, it is.
But Chris and the people down there knew it. 243-7561. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and, we got a lot of things to talk about today. You know, more calls for gun control. And I've got some comments about that. And Starbucks, Obamacare here in town, and how many undocumented, I should say illegal, county parents, L.A. County parents on L.A., and how much are they going to receive this year in welfare benefits for illegals just in L.A. County? We'll be right back.
In another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here this morning. Gosh, September the 19th, it's 64 degrees out there, 7:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by tobacco and a brew. Espresso Joe's, you know, it's getting cold out there, so, you know what, it is. It's, the weather is changing, thank goodness. I think I can stop watering four times a day. Which probably explains some of the mush I have out there. But the barista's there. Great coffee. Fix it any way you want at prices that will not break your pocketbook. And walk next door for the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts and everything at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and how they've supported our community. You know, speaking of coffee, Starbucks has, if you remember, Starbucks was, you know, loved on by gun owners because people could walk in carrying them in openly. And Starbucks said, hey, it's the law. You know, we're not going to go against the law. And, but, you know, they caught a lot of flack over that. And Starbucks is a liberal. The guys at home are liberal guys. They support a lot of liberal causes. So they just made an announcement. Guns carried openly. Well, it just says guns not welcome in Starbucks, but will not be banned. And if customers will still be served if they're wearing guns. What they're saying is, you know, we don't, you're not welcome here with them, but if you bring them in and buy our product, we don't care. You know, I'm not.
Are they saying anything?
Because they've got to make some kind of statement because all their little liberal base is squealing at them.
Because they've in the past said it's okay.
Yeah, before they never said anything. They said, hey, if it's the law, if it's okay for people to do, if it's legal, we don't care. Which is, to me, is, hey, you know, live and let live. If it's the law, then why even make a big thing out of it? Well, people did. Well, part of the reason is because they held rallies in Starbucks thanking them for this, all carrying weapons. You know, it's like poking people in the eye. Anyway, but Starbucks said they're not welcome, but however, you're not going to be banned. And if you are wearing them, you're still going to be served.
Because it is the law and we can't go against the law.
We're not
going
to go against the law, but we can still tell you
how we feel. We really wish you'd leave them home.
Speaking of gun control, how do you know, you haven't been on since that shooting at the Navy Yards. What do you think?
Well, I think it has absolutely nothing to do with gun control, and of course we all know that. You're not going to take the guns away from people who shouldn't have them just because you start banning them. It's a rifle. Are we really going to go to the depths of banning rifles throughout the United States?
It was a shotgun.
Well, a shotgun.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a shotgun is, you know, I mean, I know you're a hunter and all that, but a shotgun during bird season, and that's what he bought. Then he walked in and shot a guard, took his pistol, and may have shot two guards taking their pistols. But at no point was there ever an assault rifle or an AR used, except I think it might have been used against him. But at no time was that used.
But clearly the issue is about security.
Security.
The issue is about how does anybody, I don't care what kind of a pass you've got, enter a facility with a shotgun.
Well, I'm not sure, but remember Joe Biden said, go buy a shotgun. Remember that phrase?
Yeah, he did.
He said, go buy a shotgun, and this guy did. Now, here's the thing is, the guy's been here was obviously schizophrenic or something. He was hearing voices going through the walls and all this stuff. And, you know, as they say, well, he'd been treated for mental health problems. Well, he had not been treated for mental health problems, as they're finding out, because all this reporting you're getting is knee-jerk stuff that before anybody knows anything, like reporting Piers, whatever his name is, that idiot on MSNBC saying, you know, it was an AR-15 and, you know, it was an assault rifle. But it wasn't. It wasn't Piers. It wasn't that at all. And all these articles are written. It wasn't that. I even read one last night and she said, bought a rifle. It wasn't a rifle. It's a shotgun.
Yes, right.
Anyway, but the bottom line is that he was being seen for sleep problems.
Exactly. He was having trouble. They gave him medication.
Yeah, not the rest of the stuff. And the thing is though, when you're coming into a base, you've got a pass. You got a pass on your car. They've seen you there. They're going to look at your ID. They're going to see who you are like that. You've got the pass. They're going to wave you in. He could have had a shotgun in the back of his car and you would never know it and picked it up and then started. So how do you prevent that? I mean, how do you prevent somebody in a big company unless you have them open, unless we're back in Baghdad again. And when we pull up, they make us get out of the cars. They look in the cars. Of course, we had all types of weapons in there. But then they look underneath the car, make sure there's no bomb, and then they wave you through. Are they going to do that? That's probably one of the few ways you can do this. You know, to keep somebody from bringing a gun onto a weapons free area. So there's no weapons there. It's supposed to be on this base.
Are the people armed that are there? Are there any armed people on the base?
They have security police that are armed. That are there. Those are the ones that first got there, and then the police got there right away. But the Marines and the sailors that are on the base aren't armed. Just like it was down in Fort Hood, Texas, when this terrorist goes down there and kills all those soldiers, none of them had a gun. There was probably thousands of guns in armories on that base. Thousands. And not one of them had it. So it's, see, it's, you don't carry them. So you're at the will of a crazed person.
And maybe that's the key. Maybe in a free country, you really can't stop everything bad from happening. Maybe we need to deal with the issues that are making people.
Maybe we
that.
Need to deal with the mental cases we have out there. And if you remember in like 1969 or 70 is when they started releasing people. What's the number of mass killings that have started since then? And how many of these mass killers that we've seen, you know, they've shot more than two or three, you know, the ones in Virginia Tech, at Sandy Hook, this guy, how many of them have had psychological problems? And were those identified? And if they were, why weren't they put away?
Well,
or at least in some kind of really, not really, you know, into a, or they're under supervision.
In most instances, after these things that we have discovered, there were signs and there were things that warnings, and we should have paid attention to them.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Trish Clark and Carl Bott, we're here. We're talking about gun control. Then we come back. We want to talk about Obamacare and you know the environmental law that Governor Brown wanted to change because it was just too onerous. For making laws and lawsuits against people actually trying to do something for our state. Guess what happened? We'll be right back.
For 60 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. This October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Rick, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Car, Carmona's Appliances, Hallbrook's Clarence Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
If you're a mom who's worried sick about an out-of-control child or teen, the last thing you need is a radio offer or telemarketer begging for your credit card. I'm therapist Janet Lehman. As a mother, I know how serious and painful it is to live with an out-of-control child. As the co-creator of the Total Transformation Program, I know your child's behavior will get better when you use the Total Transformation, America's leading child behavior program. And because you have enough to worry about, access to the Total Transformation is now worry-free. Start enjoying your family again. When you call today, we won't ask for your credit card, but we will send you the help you need. Get worry-free child behavior help. No credit card and no upfront payment.
Call now, 1-888-886-3958. No credit card, no payment. Call 1-888-886-3958. 1-888-886-3958. Limit one per family.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm great, Carl, and I think it's time for you to talk about one of your other great people, and then I want to finish that gun control.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by a state grant. One of our people in our in the chat room says she wants to go up there and take a look at what the ultimate lucky smoker, and I can't say enough about it. It's even I can use it. It's that easy. But Mike gives classes too. State Granite and more, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and of course the lucky smoker. Mike does outstanding work. He will build that smoker to it's your smoker. It could have Trish Clark on it. You could have anything you want on it. He can do that. And he lines it with granite so it holds the heat. It's just outstanding. Give him a call, 241-7866. But that's nothing compared to what he does in kitchen makeovers and bathroom makeovers. Estate, granite, and more. Mike Huber, 241-7866. All right. Okay. Get your last shots in here.
Well, the gun control issue, I think that every time we have one of these things, that it gives them fodder to start talking about gun control, and it isn't. And I think it has more to do with we've desensitized our children.
Yes.
To the point where this is an acceptable violent behavior that they do on a daily basis with their games and what have you. When I watch some of the stuff on these video games, I was never exposed to growing up and certainly didn't become acceptable. It makes me cringe when I watch my grandkids or other people with these machines and these games that they're playing. Total reality of the you block off 150,000 people and it looks so real. They're totally desensitized by the time they're 15, 16 years old.
When I grew up, you shoot the Tetris where you're just shooting things and it's just like little dots. Now they've got them so realistic. You think they're, are these actors? Well, they're not. They're computer generated images. And Bob, the largest selling game right now is what?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
And that is a violent film and they're shooting in it and all that. What I'm saying is this. You don't hear people talking about the First Amendment about banning these things because, you know, from the time a kid's 4 years old and the parents put him in front of a TV, I think they said by the time he's 20 or she's 20, they've seen, you know, 26,000 acts of violence and murder and this. And then now that you go into the video games, you don't hear anything about, hey, how about let's about ratcheting down on the violence that these kids see and that they can buy. Oh, well, we've got them down so they're under, you can't buy them under a certain age. Yeah, right.
That's right. Crazy. And all the people that are supporting the gun control, all of the movie actors and what have you
don't see them
are
that.
The ones that are starring in these movies and becoming heroes to these kids because they're blowing up 20,000 people in every movie.
Yeah. And they're getting more and more violent and it's to the point where it's almost cartoon violence, but little kids or kids. Well, you know what? You should control your kids. You should control their guns too. But guess what? I locked my guns up. And I know my daughter doesn't let my grandkids see a lot of stuff that's on the TV. I know parents don't let their kids watch TV because of the violence and the stuff that's on there. That's their way of censoring it. They can do that. But to call for me to lose my rights under the Second Amendment because there's some person or criminal that uses their weapons, illegally, I mean, where does that make sense?
Even have the discussion with your children or with the children that in our society that this is not real life, that this is not real and this isn't an acceptable form of behavior.
This is not acceptable. It is not acceptable for you to go up and hit somebody in the head with a club or a hammer, which is, by the way, is the main cause of death in the United States for homicides is clubs and hammers.
Well,
it's
an unfortunate thing that certainly, and there's a lot of bills on the governor's desk right now. I don't know how many of them he's signed or whether he's going to sign them.
Okay,
but
we've got
only going to get worse.
October 15th, and here's the number again, my friends, 916-445-2841 rings in the governor's office. I've heard that they're starting to listen, especially AB 48. And SB 374, that's where they banned semi-automatic weapons for sale. They banned them from sale, and when you get to the point where you want to pass it down to your kid, you can't do it. Call them, tell them you're against these. 916-445-2841. Hey, we come back to Luis Miramontes' golf tournament. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network, J.P. Morgan Chase is admitting wrongdoing and has agreed to pay a $920 million fine to securities regulators in the U.S. and the U.K. for its role in last year's London whale trading debacle. The bank acknowledged poor internal controls and a $6.2 billion trading loss. Meanwhile, jobless claims came in at a better-than-expected 309,000 for last week, below the estimate. The prior week was revised higher by 2,000 to 294,000, but expect revisions in next week's report, because again, California and Nevada are reporting a backlog of claims due to computer issues. And Lufthansa will buy 59 new jets, splitting the order between Boeing and Airbus. The German carrier will order 34 Boeing 777-9X jets and 25 Airbus A350-900 models. The $19 billion deal will update Lufthansa's long-haul fleet and make it more fuel efficient. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hi, this is John Greenhut from Power Swaps, and summer fun is still here. So make sure you impress everyone with a big white smile. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 1 week. If you have 5 minutes, you can have stain-free, beautiful teeth. Try them risk-free by calling 1-800-663-6188. That's 1-800-663-6188. 1-800-663-6188.
September 27th and 28th, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the State Finals Championship at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. Tickets on sale now with the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, the Loft in Red Bluff, or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest. September 27th and 28th at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by Discount Tire Outlet, Redding's newest and largest warehouse supplying gently used but not abused tires. From the purchase of a single tire to an entire set, you'll be surprised at the money you'll save at Discount Tire Outlet on Charlane Drive off of Airport Road. Come by and check out the largest selection of used tires at Discount Tire Outlet, your local treadmill, where we relieve inflationary prices every day.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This Friday night, high school football again takes center stage right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the Central Valley Falcons. The action starts at 7 o'clock live from Community Stadium on the campus of Enterprise High School. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Central Valley Falcons. Friday night football on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Dale McClintock is back at Athens Auto Repair.
Is your auto in need of a tune-up, repairs, or maintenance? Call Gentry at Athens Auto Repair at 243-8595. Dale is back as the new owner. Quality, honesty, and great customer service. Go to 2301 Athens Avenue or call Gentry at 243-8595. They can help you with all your automotive needs. That's 243-8595. That's Athens Auto Repair. That's 243-8595. Dale is back.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, September the 19th, 7:34 in the morning, 64 degrees out there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. What can I say? They are your local Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Honda, and Nissan dealer. They're your neighbors making great deals for you. and they just have outstanding cars. Whether you want a new one or a previously owned car, truck, or SUV, head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. They will take care of you and make you a happy person. They have, do nothing but treat you professionally and almost like a member of their family. And their service department is second to none. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177. You know, we get behind, certain causes, most, you know, a lot of causes here, but one of them we get behind because our friend Curtis Byron introduced us to it, but about 3 years ago, Curtis?
Yeah, thereabouts, yeah.
About 3 years. Louis Miramontes Foundation, and it's, they have a golf tournament here, but tell, Curtis, we're here with Curtis, Byron and Randy Jensen. Tell us a little bit about the foundation.
The Louis Miramontes Memorial Foundation was founded a couple years ago. Our sole goal was to enhance the medical treatment in Northern California. Our first goal was to bring the Da Vinci robotic surgical machine to Reading, which we achieved our first year. It was fantastic. We were really proud of that. Gave them $25,000 for training of the doctors so they could use it. That was last year. This year, we're going to double that to, we're going to give them $50,000 this year. One of our major fundraisers is next weekend. It's the, annual Louis Shootout. It's a par three golf tournament that we have, out of Gold Hills. Every hole, there's a KP prize valued at $500 or more. And every hole, there's a hole in one, chance of $5,000. And four of the holes, cars are being given away by, Reading Kia, Reading Subaru, and Denham are giving cars away on four of the holes. So.
And where's this at?
Gold Hills.
And when?
Next, Saturday.
And how much are tickets?
It's full.
Oh, so you can't play anyway?
No, can't play anyway. But it's a great tournament, for our sponsors and things like that, so. Sorry.
You're not here selling tickets or?
No.
I was not giving any away.
I'm probably your first guest in a while that's not trying to sell
something. You're just here just to talk about it.
Yeah, I love you guys. So.
Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. Well, good. So that's a huge success.
Yeah, it has been. Second year we filled it, about a month ago. Like I said, our sponsors have been wonderful. We've gotten all major sponsors. It's just been wonderful. Like I said, we 25,000 our first year, 50 our second, and then, like I said, next year we'll probably, we're on track right now to double that. So theoretically we can give $100,000 next year to, healthcare in Northern California.
That's great. That's super. Randy, I know you're a part of this too.
Yeah. I've been involved, since the beginning. I'm executive director, serving as that. As Curtis said, we are extremely proud of what we've been able to donate so far. The Da Vinci, they've had over 300 surgeries so far.
Yeah.
Just here in Reading. It gives people an opportunity to seek help here without having to travel to get, you know, more technical advanced surgeries.
This is really microsurgery that, that people can use. We didn't have that ability before, or this type of surgery before you all brought, before the foundation brought this in.
Right.
So, and this is for, but what specific areas does it work in?
It's a laparoscopic surgery. Man, we brought it to town hopefully for prostate cancer surgeries to enhance men's health care, but now they've since gone into, a lot of female surgeries, hysterectomies.
Well, that's what I thought. That's where I, you know, I knew that it'd come in, but that's what I understand is it's spread. It's the ability to use this and its capabilities. You can use it on.
And the money you're raising is to educate the doctors in our community to use this?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, we have Dr. Strati's office and Dr. Skopitis' office that have gone to San Francisco and got trained on how to use it and then came back and then they're training their staffs as well.
Perfect.
Yeah, and actually something that unexpected happened was they grasped it so quickly and did such a good job training their staff that the manufacturers of the Da Vinci are actually sending teams up to learn from Mercy on how to put a team together to work that machine. Because they're so efficient and they're so good with it right now. It's been really, really neat.
That's great. Well, we can't thank you all enough for what you've done here. And I'm glad you came aboard to tell us it was a huge success and I can't get a free ticket.
You can come on out, Carl.
That's right. We're having a sponsor party that Friday night at 6 o'clock and you're more than
Gold
welcome.
Hills. That's right.
I might go there. You know, yeah. I'm always good for a free. You can come too, Trish.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll bring the cigars.
Okay. Curtis Bryan and Randy Jensen here for the Louis Miramontes Memorial Foundation.
Yes.
And they've just done nothing but good work. And it's, again, as many people do here in Reading, it's out of the goodness of their heart. It's all something that had to be done, and they've put it together. And, Curtis, you're also involved with the Special Olympics, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
A number of things you're involved with.
That, yes, I am.
There's good for our community, and I can't say enough about it, you and Randy. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Just one more thing.
Yep.
Our website is up and running, lmmf.net. People can go on and learn about us. We keep it updated. We're also on Facebook. I'm not particularly on Facebook, but we have a Facebook page also. So people can go to that website and check us out and see some of the things we've done. We've got pictures and description, our mission, and all that stuff.
That's great. All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming in here and telling us about it. And, you know, we like to hear success stories, but, you know, we hear a lot of that around. You know, when the people in Reading are
Shasta County.
In Shasta County. You're right. Not just Reading. Anderson, Cottonwood, Shasta County, all of it. They are a success story. There's your success story. You talk about, well, what's the big successes and the big draw in Shasta County?
It's the people. It's the people.
All right.
That's right. We live in a great community.
You see a need, and somebody will step forward and fill it and do it without government intervention and just get the people together to make the difference in our community. That's why it's such a great place to live.
It is. You know, Mojo built a chapel out next to Igo. Oh, no, it's not a chapel. Yeah, it's a chapel. Anyway. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, gentlemen. And, and thanks for our community for getting behind this and all the sponsors and everything.
Well, thanks for all your support.
Hey, we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hey, you have a firearm in your home and a family is not properly trained in the safe use, storage, and transportation of that deadly tool? Contact NorCal Firearms today on the web at norcalify.com or by phone at 999-1822 to schedule your 4-hour firearm safety training. One low price covers all your family members, and training includes live fire using your firearm or one of ours. This is Ted Leiter reminding you that taking the mystery out of the firearm is the key to safe storage in a home with children.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here today, Thursday, September the 19th, 64 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts, and very, very competitive prices. What can I say? Again, family owned and family operated. 530-365-3793. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. We thank them, as we do all of our sponsors, for sponsoring our show, our advertisers for sponsoring the show here, because we try to be as fair as we can in here and have our community on, but we also are not afraid to, point out some things that could be wrong in society. Let's talk about Los Angeles. Okay, Southern California is just wrong, but we're talking about this. This is an article from CBS Los Angeles, CBS, on the 16th of September. A projected $650 million in welfare benefits will be distributed to illegal alien parents in 2013. $650 million in welfare benefits. And the latest figures come from the Department of Public Services in L.A. County. More than $376 million in CalWORK benefits and food stamps. $54 million in welfare benefits are issued each month, with $20 million in CalWORKs. Estimated 100,000 children of 60,000 illegals are getting this. And the this year's projections are $1 million up from nearly $53 million issued in July of 2012. And you add $550 million onto that for public safety and nearly $500 million for health care. The total cost for illegal immigrants to county taxpayers exceeds $1.6 billion a year in L.A. County. It does not include the cost of education.
And what is it they do not understand about illegal? If in fact they can identify how many there are, exactly where they are, and they obviously know where they are because they're sending them a check, how much less would it cost to simply move them back across the border?
Well, it's the point is that
they're illegal. We know that,
and not only that, now they're going to get driver's licenses. If the governor signs it, they're going to get driver's licenses. And when that happens, you're talking about but underneath it, if you read what it says, this is not, you know, mean that this person is a legal citizen. This is just a driver's license.
Exactly.
So I mean, but there should be something like a red stripe across it that says, oh, okay, when they're showing for, when they're signing up to register to vote. Oh no, can't vote. See that red stripe?
Well, like, the only advantage that I can see for them to become a citizen at this point is that they could legally vote. And I don't think for one minute that they're not voting already.
Well, that's what people have said, is that why would they, you know.
What's the advantage? Now they're going to have to pay tax on it. If they become a citizen, they have to pay taxes.
Their kids are already citizens. So, I mean, the whole thing is, when you start talking about immigration reform, my gosh, you know, first thing you got to do, and the first thing is just says, let's close the border and we'll get to it right after that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to Norma. Norma Comick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Norma.
Good morning, Trish and Carl. Hey, I just wanted to remind you people and everybody on the radio that's listening that on Sunday, the Anderson Rotary Club sponsoring a luncheon at the New Tech High School parking lot. Tickets are $10 each, and all the money goes to the people that were hurt in the fire.
The Clover Fire.
Clover Fire, and there's a bank account at the U.S. Bank. You can donate to that if you'd like. And all of the money that goes for the food is all donated for the lunch Sunday. So all the $10 lunches that we sell, it all goes into that fund. And the fund is not meant to put people back in their house. It's meant to help them out in between times. Like with, you know, if they need food money, if they need lodging or gas or something like that. And all they have to do is to go to the U.S. Bank here in Anderson, and they can show either a utility bill or a proof that they own the residence, something like that, and a driver's license, and the bank gives them money. The Rotary Club is not giving the money, but the bank is giving the money out. The Rotary is just doing it. And we'd like to thank the Anderson Chamber of Commerce because they donated $200 toward the food. They didn't want to buy food, but they donated $200 to somebody to buy the food, so...
And they'll be preparing the food there at the Frontier Senior Center, which is just right behind New Tech High School. Uh-huh. I just want to point that out because the community really gets together when these things happen.
Oh, yes.
And so it's all those people putting forth their efforts and Rotary, Anderson Rotary, they always cook really great food. So we know that that's going to be great. And again, they're doing tri-tip and chicken.
Tri-tip and chicken. There'll be salad and beans and garlic bread, I believe. And there will be some, there's been, one of our Rotary members donated 450 bottles of water. So there will be water. There will be some sodas there. They've had some sodas that are donated. And there will be some seating, not a whole lot of seating, but some seating there.
And the lunches will be to go. You can pick up your lunch to go.
And you can pick it up. You can just drive up and pick it up to go. And that way you can take it home after church if you want. And it'll be from 11 to 2 on Sunday.
11 to 2 on Sunday.
And yes. For everybody that doesn't know, New Tech High School is right there on North Street, just across the railroad tracks and where the old Safeway building used to be.
That's great.
Yes, and right on the... on the south side of the senior center, and all of the parking lots all run together there, so it makes it pretty handy for us to cook and then just take it over there, and it'll be set up. And it's going to be like a drive-through thing if you just want to drive through and pick up your meal. But you can stay and eat. And we have a lot of volunteers that are not Rotary Club members, but they are some of them from some of the kids from the school, because some of the school kids there were burned out too, a few of them I think. So.
Well, we want
so
to get as many.
That's around about, it'll be a good meal, and it'll be for a good cause, so that we can help these people in between times until they can get back into a house or something. But
thanks, Norma, for calling in and giving us this information.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Norma. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back after these messages.
Best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty, and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. the possibilities.
Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, September 19th. I was whispering to Trish about something about a celebrity, and she goes, he's what? Hey, this portion of the show, I tell you what, he is, O. Martin, who owns Alliance Heating and Air, is a hero. 7 days of work, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He'll be out there. His people will be out there. He's got his company is, his company has grown over the last 25 years that he has been in the market. I'm telling you what, they want to protect your property and assets. And they even carry more insurance than is required because they want you to know, want you to be, feel secure with their crew out there. And I can't say enough about them and their professionalism. They have just done everything they could possibly do to take care of our heating and cooling systems. Now, you may say the heat's over the summer now, but it's time for maintenance. Time to take a look at that heater for the cold because it's going to hit us. Give Alliance Heating and Air and Martin and his people a call, 221-2642, or check out homecomfort.org. Okay. And tonight at the Board of Supervisors chambers, there's going to be an Obamacare town hall meeting put on by the League of Women Voters. They're going to have insurance people there, the health center CEO, the human service director. They're going to talk about it. And there is one thing that, you know, that I agree with the administration on about Obamacare. It's coming.
Yeah.
On October 1st, even though people don't believe it, they don't understand it, and they don't want it, you have to sign up for it. If they don't sign up, which frankly is, to me, seems like your right as an American citizen not to be forced to buy insurance. If you don't sign up, it could be a huge, huge disaster for the Obama administration if people don't sign up for it.
Well, not only that, if you don't sign up, then you're going to get a penalty.
Yeah, but how big is the penalty? But see, why should you, Trish, a private citizen, be forced to buy insurance when those big monolith companies don't?
There's nothing that I agree with, not even that it's coming, about Obamacare other than the fact that it's a plan to take us over. It has nothing to do with healthcare.
It's going to single payer. That's the whole thing.
It's about a government run thing. And I don't, I think it's a good thing that they get the information out to people to let them know what they need to do to protect themselves with this coming along.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about it is that we've had Judy Maxwell was in one of the top insurance agents probably in the state here trying to explain the insurance sides of this. And frankly, they got together for these classes and they were calling directly back to D.C. and the people that are running this thing they'd get an answer from them 15 minutes later. They'd call back. Never mind. No.
That's not the answer.
That is not the answer.
We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, you were here for that show. Yeah. If they don't understand it, and trust me, you know the congressmen don't, and which, by the way, they of course protected their people and themselves by paying 75% of all of their health care, because they said we're going to have a brain drain up here in the Senate and the Congress because
of
people, our people will leave.
That's a brain drain. That's an oxymoron.
A brain drain? How would they know? How would they know? Pelosi. Brain drain?
I don't think so. That can't happen.
How could that be? Does that mean you'd have to actually read some of these bills yourself? Then maybe then you'd read the health care bill and go, oh, well, you know, there's some things that are not too good.
Even if you read the health care bill, and I've read portions of it, you can't understand it. Nobody can, and that's exactly why they're going through what they're going through.
Nobody does.
The important thing is, though, that people need to get information to protect themselves, and they need to get it from qualified people who are bonded. Instead of, they don't want to be getting online and giving out all the information that they have to give out to get there. So they really need to make sure that they're talking to the right people, and tonight's an opportunity.
At 6 p.m. in the supervisors, board of supervisors. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Oh, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a sign of the budget showdown to come. A White House veto threat this morning. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
It's no surprise the president would veto the short-term spending bill. The Republican plan strips funds for the Affordable Care Act. A statement from the White House describes the offer as a narrow ideological agenda. The House is expected to pass a continuing resolution tomorrow. It will then head to the Senate, where that Obamacare provision is sure to see defeat. That will set up what's called Capitol Hill ping pong, less than 2 weeks before a government shutdown deadline. Dave.
Jared, House Republicans could today vote to cut $4 billion out of the food stamp program. Democrats also strongly oppose that. There's another hearing into the deadly attack at the U.S. consulate in Libya. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
The authors of the State Department's Benghazi internal review came to defend their report. Committee Republicans fault the State Department review as not thorough, compromised by conflicts of interest, and having allowed top State Department officials to escape responsibility. Ambassador Thomas Pickering, who co-chaired the internal review, defended their report regarding disciplinary action.
Poor performance does not ordinarily constitute a breach of duty that would serve as a basis for disciplinary action.
Meanwhile, House Republicans continue to criticize the administration for not offering up the survivors of the attack for testimony. Dave?
Mike, 3 days after the massacre, the Washington Navy Yard is back open for business. This worker's nervous.
I don't have a CAT card. I don't have ID, except I got my passport with me because I was on the third floor in 197 when the guy started shooting, and I just ran for my life.
That building, though, where Aaron Alexis killed 12 before he was killed, remains closed. Previously owned home sales hit a 6.5-year high last month, rising nearly 2%. The National Association of Realtors says buyers rushed to close deals before interest rates climbed higher. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 18 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
A kidnapped Georgia girl, rescued unharmed, is back home, but the crime isn't solved yet. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
14-year-old Evani Perez of Ellenwood, Georgia, is safe and sound, having been rescued from armed kidnappers, and police have two men in custody, though they're not the suspected abductors. The FBI's Rick Maxwell says they're looking for more people, and it's all still a mystery.
We have not determined the relationship between those individuals at this particular point in time. We have not determined the motive for this.
Now, investigators say the girl's mother was arrested last year during a drug trafficking bust, and Fox TV station WAGA says she's connected with one of the suspects now in custody, Dave.
Evan, Syria's president insists to Fox News he didn't use chemical weapons last month.
Terrorist groups have used sarin gas.
The U.S. is convinced it was Assad's regime, not rebels, as he claims. Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel says,
if the Syrians and the Russians are not playing it straight with us, I think we'll know very, very quickly.
Now, Russian President Putin has just said he cannot be 100% sure the Syrians will destroy all of their chemical weapons in their agreement. Japan's prime minister has ordered the power company that owns the nuclear plant crippled by the 2011 quake and tsunami to scrap all the reactors at the site.
Let me assure you,
that was just over a week ago, Japan's leader telling the International Olympic Committee the nuclear crisis
is under control.
Today, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe toured the Fukushima plant to see the storage tanks that have leaked and to examine preparations to dismantle the 4 ruined reactors. He said workers there are doing their best in difficult circumstances. But outsiders still worry that with contaminated water piling up at the plant every day, there may be more crises ahead. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
The Postmaster General is telling the Senate the Postal Service may need an emergency rate increase to stay afloat. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Thursday, September 19th with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live with KCNR1460.com in our chat room. Hop into our chat room and get into that about discussions there. Let's start off with Chris Lasondak, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 21 points at 15,656. The S&P 500 is unchanged at 1725, while the NASDAQ Composite is adding 3 points at 3787. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 215 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $8.61 at $473.29, Google down $4.30 at $899.02, Microsoft adding 18 cents at $33.50, and Facebook up 41 cents at $45.64. Of local interest, Costco up 11 cents at $118.75, Home Depot up 77 cents at $78.14, Harley-Davidson down 35 cents at $64.44, and Sturm Ruger down $1.68 at $60.23. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.73%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil's down 10 cents a barrel at $107.97, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $2.62 an ounce at $13.67.16, while silver's up 30 cents an ounce at $23.17. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 right here in KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561 because, as you hear, the gold prices, silver prices, oil, and the stock market are going berserk. Those are the people you want to call to find out where do you put that extra money or that money you have maybe shifted around. Wells Fargo Advisors. Trish.
It's 64 degrees in a downtown studios and warming as we speak. We're looking at a high near 90 degrees today, mostly clear with a low around 59 degrees. Over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, we're looking for a chance of rain, 20% chance on Friday and a 70% chance on Saturday. So it looks like we might get a little moisture. It's actually risen to 67 degrees now, and we're going to go to our guests now.
Yeah, before we do that, though, you asked me a question. You had asked me a question about this, because we each have a Sleep Number bed.
Yes.
But you'd asked me something because we were talking about, because it's getting so cool at night and, how you're sleeping and all those kind of things. Well, Sleep Number now has the new dual temp layer that you can put on any bed. And what that does, because it's dual temp, it's just like the Sleep Number bed that you have each side. You can control the temperature.
Along with controlling the firmness, now we can control the temperature as well.
That's right.
If you're
sleeping, say that you want a cooler bed, or if you just want a cooler bed, you can turn your air conditioner, way up, and now you still have, you're sleeping in a really, really cool bed. The temperature is like that, or even you can go warm. Or if you want to, your partner can go warm and you can go cold or vice versa in the dual temp. And this is an innovation that Sleep Number has introduced. Now, here's the best thing. You want to put it on your Sleep Number bed because, frankly, that you sleep much better.
You should be sleeping on Sleep Number bed because it's a really good bed.
Right. You can put it on any mattress. And it evenly heats or cools each side of the bed just by a touch of the button. So,
Where do you find these? You find them at your Sleep Number store, and in Reading, it's there in the Target Shopping Center next to the vitamin store there, the vitamin shop. And not only that, the queen mattresses are starting at $6.99, so you could get a great queen mattress with a dual, with your dual temp on it, and also your selection, able to select either side.
And what a great idea to make it separate and something you can add to
yes.
those of us who have some beds that maybe are a little older than.
You've had your bed a long time.
I've had my Sleep Number bed for 20 years. I love it.
Made in America, Sleep Number. Okay. Hey, our guest is George Runner from the Board of Equalization. We're going to get to, wait a minute. Good morning there, George.
Good morning. How are you all up there?
We're doing great. I know we wanted to talk about the fire tax and a couple other things here for the next 30 minutes. So, let us take a quick break and we'll be right back to you.
I'm here for you. Thanks.
Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's Thursday. On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. We'll be right back.
Experience history. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
You hungry for the greatest, juiciest, best-tasting steaks around? Dry Creek Station Steak Dinner start at $7.99. A mouth-watering 16-ounce porterhouse steak, only $15.99. Or prime rib starting at $9.99. If you're in the mood for barbecue, Dry Creek Station offers all-you-can-eat beef ribs, $13.95 while they last. Bacon-wrapped prawns or filet mignon beef kebabs might tickle your fancy, or maybe seafood sounds tasty. Order up the Italian or teriyaki grilled salmon filet, steamer clams, tender calamari steak, pan-fried in their secret sauce or beer-battered prawns. Double your pleasure with twin lobster tails, $24.99, or steak and New England lobster for just $17.99. Dinner served 7 nights a week and includes all the fixings. Jumpstart your weekend with breakfast at Dry Creek Station Saturday and Sundays from 8 till noon. Starting at $3.99, their breakfasts are the best value in town. Are you hungry? Then head for Dry Creek Station. 8 minutes east of I-5 on Highway 299 east of Bella Vista. Great food, great prices. That's where quality and value meet.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target.
If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you drive to sit, I'll tax your
welcome seat. Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, September the 19th, 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know, on the not this weekend because there's so much going on. We're going to be out, in fact, at the dam. This week, tomorrow, in fact, I'll be out there either on the phone or a remote here trying to still figure out getting a way to get a line out there. But they are having a lot of things going on tomorrow. But today, the Monolith Tours at Turtle Bay Exploration Park at noon and 1 p.m. And at 7 p.m. tonight at Turtle Bay, the Monolith History with the Kutras family who built that out there, helped build that. That's going to be this part of the 75th anniversary of the dam. And also tomorrow, a day in the Boomtowns, open house at various locations in the city of Shasta Lake. And then a human photo at Shasta Dam. Did you know that? 75, there's going to be the human 75 photo. They're going to make, all these people are going to go out there and make the 75. And that's going to be a one in a lifetime chance to do something like that. And that's going to go from 9 a.m. to 10:30.
It's a great celebration going on all this week.
It's just going to be great. And then more monolith tours. It's all types of things. And of course, Linda and I will be out there Saturday, barbecue, guest speakers, live entertainment, a lighted boat parade, and Linda and I will be out there from 5 to 8 at the dam. So we can't say enough about that. Our guest this morning is George Renner, State Board of Equalization. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all up there?
Well, thanks for waiting. And we just, you know, for some reason time gets away from Trish and I on Thursdays. So
there's just lots to talk about.
The fire tax, after we've had these horrible fires up here, and is any of that money from the fire tax going to actually to firefighting?
No, not a dime of it. And the folks in Trinity and Shasta will be getting their next bill here in the next probably month or in the next couple of weeks.
You know, I can't help but think that's kind of cynical, George, that you're sending out bills for the firefighting tax after they've just lost their home.
Well, again, the fact is that this whole idea that somehow the fee that they're paying would offer some kind of protection is just wrong. There isn't any, as a result of that, the state's trying to collect money and will be collecting money from individuals who have been, quite frankly, sometimes harmed by these fires. But in the same time, had nothing to do with them. And, the state has decided to balance its budget a couple of years ago, with this, what we believe, what I believe, and I think many Californians believe, was illegally imposed tax.
Well, I still believe it. I think there's a lot of people believe that it is. And they're, where's it? I know they're fighting it. What's going on with that? Isn't there a lawsuit going on about this right now?
It has been accepted by the court, which basically means that they feel like there's enough evidence on and content to the lawsuit to move it forward. It'll probably be heard in the first 3 months of next year, so it's a slow process. But it is moving forward, and these are important efforts because, I mean, not only do people shouldn't be paying something that they shouldn't, they shouldn't be paying a tax that was done illegally, but more important than that, we've got to tell the legislature they just can't do this stuff. They just can't decide to ignore what the citizens of California have said is a process for increasing individuals' taxes. And we believe that's what they did.
Well, the bottom line on this thing is that the people down in Southern California don't care because it doesn't touch them. And this is another example of all of Southern California, but
who are in the hills, San Diego, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, who are just as mistreated as anybody in Shasta or Trinity.
But once again, these decisions are made by people that are elected by the people that live in the cities.
That's the part I was making.
The population bases in San Francisco and in Los Angeles and all of the people, the renters and the non-property owners, and they're the ones that keep electing all these people who make these rules that impact all of us in rural California.
Well, that I agree with. In fact, I had an editorial in the Bakersfield, California a couple of weeks ago. That took me on because I was opposing this tax and I was doing town halls about it and what it is people can do. And their concluding statement was, it's about time that rural Californians pay their fair share. Now this isn't LA. This was Bakersfield. I had the same editorial in Stockton. So it's really a misunderstanding of two things. Number one, it's a misunderstanding that people in rural areas already pay the additional money for their fire protection. 98% of the people who are getting these bills for the fire prevention fee self-assess themselves by being in fire prevention districts.
That's right.
Training in addition to their own fire protection. And I have to keep explaining that to people who live in the cities or in Bakersfield or Stockton.
Stockton's a good example about how to use your money.
Maybe they have to focus a little more on what's happening downtown rather than
what's happening
in the rural area.
Yeah, they wouldn't know a bear scat if they sat in it. Hey, we got to take a break here. George Runner is our guest. We'll be right back. We're talking the fire fee, but also, I understand I just saw something here, the taxpayer refund rules eased with the signing of something right here. I'd like to talk about that too when we get back. George, we'll be right back.
Sure.
Zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jellico, Carmona's Appliances, Paul Brooks Clarence Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The NorCal Outreach Project wants you to come to the 5th Annual Reading Gay Pride event to be held in downtown Reading's Market Street block in front of the Cascade Theater. It all takes place Saturday, September 28th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Exciting entertainers, artisan and food vendors, and you, the wonderful people of the North State, all enjoying a day out in downtown Reading. Be there at 10 a.m. for the LGBT Pride March. Donation at the entrance gets you a Pride wristband. See ya on Saturday, September 28th.
Growing local, Healthy Shasta and the First United Methodist Church invite the community to a free film screening of Participant Media's highly acclaimed documentary, A Place at the Table, on Saturday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, 1825 East Street in downtown Reading. This gripping documentary will raise awareness about the growing issues of hunger and poverty in America. Following will be a short discussion of local hunger issues. For more information, call 355-9683.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. That's where we're going to be, not this weekend, but next weekend. We're going to be out on the lake in a houseboat. I can't wait. We've been out there before, and we're doing it again, except this time we're taking Linda's parents with us. And you know what? The boats are so clean, and the people there are so friendly. And so professional. You can't have a better experience. It doesn't cost a lot of money. They will meet, your guidelines and your budget. Houseboats, ski boats, jet skis. They've got something for everybody. Give them a call at 238-2383 or check out their website at lakeshasta.com. Hey, I'd like to do a shout out to Wild Rose Farms and Ranch. They bring in these Asian pears, these Asian apple pears, and they're just, you know, outstanding. So I can't say enough about that. So thank you so much for y'all bringing those in. Our guest is George Runner. And George, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
State Board of Equalization, the second district. It says here is that, that if the Board of Equalization and had made, well, at least you all sponsored this legislation. If there had been a mistake made by the state and you didn't catch it in 90 days, it didn't make any difference because you were still going to be, you're still going to be set with the charges, even though it wasn't your mistake. And that was just changed.
I'm not familiar with what you got there. Carl.
I'm sorry. The taxpayer refund rules eased with signing of the BOE sponsored legislation. I just kind of saw this here. And it just says is that they'll reduce the likelihood that taxpayers will miss the deadline for reimbursement of bank charges resulting from a BOE mistake made.
So, okay, kind of what it says is that if the government made a mistake and put a charge on you and you didn't catch it within 90 days, you had to eat it anyway. And now what they've decided is if you catch it later on, they'll give you a refund if you can prove it was their mistake.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
I was probably that was better explanation than I had. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, goes to my point that there are just way too many laws on the books.
And we appreciate that you're doing that, something like that.
Well, the problem is, and the challenge that we have is that it's my belief that tax laws and processes are generally pretty confusing. And it's the state's responsibility for making tax law clear and understandable to taxpayers. And when it's not, the benefit should go to the taxpayer, not to the government. Because that's the government's job. Again, there's no easy way to collect taxes. And the fact is that we as Americans, as Californians and your local cities up there, there are certain things that we've decided that we want as benefits and services. And that have to be paid for. And so in some process, there has to be a collection process for that. But at the same time, that should be as easy and as understandable as possible. And, unfortunately, you know, government tends to make things in talking ways that the average American and average Californian doesn't understand.
Well, you know what? Wasn't there some kind of law passed that said, or maybe that has to do with buying a car or something, that the contracts have to be made simple enough to understand in non-lawyer language. Why can't we do that with our other laws?
Well, unfortunately, it always comes down to interpretation of someone's ideas. And that's why these things get very convoluted and very hard to understand, at times. And that's, quite frankly, that's why I think it's good to have an elected board, a board of equalization, where you have elected, individuals who represent you, not the government agencies, to determine what is right and fair when it comes to tax policy. So that's why we in the board of equalization, you know, are made up of four elected officials, from across the state, and the state controller, basically decide if indeed when somebody makes an appeal, they feel like their income tax was done, interpreted wrong, or their sales tax was computed wrong, or something was taxed that shouldn't have been. They don't have to just deal with a bureaucrat, who benefits from that decision. They get to actually go to an elected board. Now, I wish the taxpayers won more often. That's a result of the fact that I think you got two pro-taxpayer members and three that are not so pro-taxpayer. But at least you get to go and tell your story in front of an elected board, and oftentimes the taxpayers win.
Well, that's the thing is, if you feel like at least you can put your horse in the race. And if you can't, I mean, people now, the whole thing about the governments have gotten so big is that the people making decisions, you never know who they are. And you know who your elected representative is, but, you know, sometimes they can't even touch them.
Well, and the problem is, if I can take it a step further, is that I don't think a lot of people are even aware that they elect somebody from the Board of Equalization.
The citizens
need to get more engaged. They have this opportunity to elect somebody to represent them. Many of them are unaware of that opportunity, and I can guarantee you that most wouldn't have any idea who George Renner is.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why we appreciate being able to communicate to our taxpayers, to talk to them about what our opportunities are to help them. You're right. There are many folks who don't understand that when they feel like they're being mistreated, as a taxpayer, that they have an option to talk to an elected official who actually will help make sure that they are protected. Now, and again, we oftentimes get referrals from your elected officials up there, then also have just direct contact. So again, if folks have an issue, and a tax issue, they can always go to, in fact, I'm giving you my personal website that we can help them with, and that's georgerunner.com. And, we can begin to assist them, on lots of tax issues. And what we remind people of, it's better for us to try to help you in the beginning of your tax problem than all of a sudden something that's gone on for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years. It's harder to undo those issues.
Well, I tell you what, George, we really appreciate you being on today. And again, it's just go to your personal website, which is, again,
georgerunner.com.
There you go. George Runner, State Board of Equalization, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great day up there. Have a good time at the lake.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, hey, we got to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back after the news and these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The Navy Yard site of a shooting rampage reopened with the exception of the building where the shooting occurred and the base gym, which is being used as a staging area.
People are going back to work at the facility in Southeast D.C., even though some say they really don't want to be there and that it will take quite a while to get past Monday's tragedy. Also, we're learning that Aaron Alexis didn't really seek treatment from the VA for mental issues. He just talked about problems sleeping and was given a prescription.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson on Capitol Hill, House Oversight Committee hearing into the attack on our consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Committee Chair Daryl Issa reading a letter from the family of slain diplomat Chris Stevens.
They want Chris's memory to be one of his diplomacy and his service. They don't want this to be a political football.
And home sales reaching a 6.5-year high in August. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Redding Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Redding Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Friday night, high school football again takes center stage right here on KCNR 1460. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the Enterprise Hornets host the Central Valley Falcons. The action starts at 7 o'clock live from Community Stadium on the campus of Enterprise High School. It's the Enterprise Hornets and the Central Valley Falcons. Friday night football on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station for the North State. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we're open here for the next half hour for some anything you want to talk about. We'll talk about various things, but if you want to hop in here and give us a call, we're more than willing to turn this over to you, so... Trish and I go get coffee. Trish Clark and myself are here today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. I didn't make it down there yesterday, but today I will be down there to get them all clipped. Get all my hair clipped because they do such a great job. Man's Last Stronghold. How can you not get your hair cut at Man's Last Stronghold? Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to say something nice about Governor Brown here.
Well,
you know, because
yes,
in all truthfulness, yes, he came out with a plan, and I was pleased at the beginning of the session to see him come out and kind of try to address the laws on the environmental law in the state of California. And I mean, he even went, you know, he went as far as to say that it really is impacting business, the ability to challenge every decision made on some kind of environmental thing. And tie up business production and logging and everything else in this state that is absolutely killing us and killing jobs. And so he made an effort, and we want to congratulate him for that.
He did.
Unfortunately, the Democratic-controlled Congress has kind of scuttled most of his efforts and come up with a few little minor changes in the bill, but nothing like he tried to do.
And the problem is that this, with this bill, the way it is, environmental protection law there, and, you know, where you're going to get, you know, again, it's driving the cost of our energy up. Now, it may be okay for people that make a lot of money along the coast there in the green belt, but as soon as you get away from that green belt and you're out to where up, you know, to the valleys and up here in the north, that it's, you know, you no longer run your air conditioner all the time out there because the cost of electricity and power has gone up. But part of this Environmental Protection Act was that so many lawsuits have been filed. And it doesn't take a lot to do it, but the unions and environmentalists were doing it. And this is what they were trying to fix. So you could not just have everything stopped for years because of a lawsuit.
But it's not only just the lawsuits, Carl. The requirements of the environmental protection laws in the state of California. If you have a project, I don't care what kind of a project it is. I don't care whether you're building a store or a bridge or a road or what you're doing. Part of the initial process is an environmental statement of some kind. In most instances, if you want to build anything of any value, you're going to end up doing an environmental impact report. Huge, time-consuming process.
Thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, probably two times the cost of your project and three times the amount of time, because you're going to be tied up doing this environmental document for a couple of years. And then when you get it, as soon as you file it, they're going to file an appeal on it. This can tie you up for months and years in any kind of a project. So you absolutely are stopping progress of any kind of project you want to do in any business throughout the state of California.
And then you kill jobs, and then the cost of everything goes way up, and you have to pass that along. Well, people can't already, you know, people are already having problems. And the Democrats, frankly, Brown, you know, the guy that was going to spearhead this for this, you know, this revised legislation was a Democrat. And what happened to him? He went to work for Chevron. They hired him away. They hired him away, and a Republican won his spot, you know, when he left. But this guy was going to spearhead trying to change his environmental laws so to make them a little more business friendly. Because of course, our listeners are very bright listeners, and you all understand this, but we're pushing ourselves in California into a spot where people will not have a choice.
they can no longer do business here, or they can no longer start a business here.
Trying to entice anybody to build a business in this state. And we go out of our way here in Shasta County to do all kinds of things to send people out to try to entice businesses to come to Shasta County. It isn't that they don't want to come to Shasta County. They don't want to come to the state of California. And if they're going to be moving their business from someplace else in the state of California, they're going to be moving it out of the state. Know, they're not going to come up here, even with the incentives that we can offer them. I mean, the wonderful place to do business and the cost of living and all the things that yeah. are good. We're still in the state of California and have to live by those rules that businesses have to. And the laws are onerous enough in the whole United States. But then you just lay a triple layer on when you move into the state of California. You know, you can't start a business here.
And as we all know, and Somo's had this long-term battle with the county. Part of the problem, though, is maybe even 50% of it, is rules that are put down from the state down to the county, and they have, you know, there's no wiggle, not even wiggle room in it. However, then we can get into the fact of how they do it and the other 50%, but that's something completely different. But what, you know, but once they lay it on there, I mean, the city hits the county. These laws are costing us hundreds of billions of dollars, and just the cost of electricity up another 7.5%.
There you go.
And of course it's a long discussion about building a new REU building too, you know, for $10 million, but. Hey.
The job creates absolutely kill the jobs throughout the state, certainly in a small county like this. I can remember projects where people would come in and the delay in just getting their environmental documents together, and then as soon as the board would approve it, somebody would file an appeal against the environmental impact statement saying we didn't go far enough or we didn't look close enough at this or yada yada, and it goes on and on and on. Well, a business person coming in, tying up their capital a lot of times, these projects go by the wayside. They can't complete them because they've spent all their money up front.
On fees and permits, reports
and permits, and their backers go away. Because what are we doing here? We've 3 years into this project. We're not turning the soil. We're not doing anything.
It's going to cost me $80,000. It's going to cost me $150,000 to redo the store. But wait a minute. It's costing me
$350,000 to do the paperwork.
Yeah. And part of this.
Time is money.
Yeah. Part of this is the fault of the city and the county.
Yes.
Because of what they do. I know of a business right here. The guy's been on there and told me about it. We don't want to talk. And here's the problem. They don't want to talk about it on the radio out loud. And why? Because they are afraid if they do that, the next time they need a permit, they're going to get hammered. This guy in this business, the city wanted to charge him $150,000 to open this small business. He went back and said, well, wait a minute. Look at this and this and this. How can you say that? Well, this is the way we read it. But look at this and this and this. They dropped the price after he went back and fought it to $50,000, which was more reasonable, still onerous, but still more reasonable than $150,000. There's the problem, is people, how you interpret these damn things.
Well, and that has to do with, again, let's go right down to the core of it, is the elected people that we have.
Yes.
And we need to make sure that they're running these departments and hiring people who are going to have the attitude that says, how can we make this work and how can we help create this business as opposed to how can we stop any growth in this community?
Right. We got to take a break. When we come back, there is good news. I just want to talk about that when I come back. There is good news. And we want to talk, and we'd like to talk about that if we hit the right buttons. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
September 27th and 28th, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff, or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest. September 27th and 28th at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by Discount Tire Outlet, Redding's newest and largest warehouse supplying gently used but not abused tires. From the purchase of a single tire to an entire set, you'll be surprised at the money you'll save at Discount Tire Outlet on Charlane Drive off of Airport Road. Come by and check out the largest selection of used tires at Discount Tire Outlet, your local treadmill, where we relieve inflationary prices every day.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yeah. That's us in here, sitting in our flip-flops. That's us up here.
Parrothead.
Yes. Yeah, this portion. And you know what? This is perfect because this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. I can see myself having a deli sandwich and a smoothie from Orchard Nutrition sitting around the beach. I tell you what, Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Joe and his family and the people down there are just outstanding. North State's nutrition experts. Give them a call at 244-9141 or check them out at 221 Locust Street. That's right. It's in that, Cypress Square shopping center area there. Not only that, they're having classes that they're teaching on health and what to put into yourself to make yourself healthy. You know what I mean? With natural foods and how to do it. And I can't say enough about Orchard Nutrition, except when I hear that about laying on the beach, I think of just, you know, health and, you know, vitality and the sun's coming on you and all that and not 143 degrees. So, okay, we've got people lined up. We seem to have touched a nerve here. So who do we start with first there, Bad Bob? We start with Gary. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Trish and Carl.
Good morning, Gary.
Hello.
What you were just complaining about, all those onerous restrictions and such, and commissions that take the economy away will all be greatly reduced, if not eliminated, in the state of Jefferson. So we all need to support the state of Jefferson and make sure that this whole program continues.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, you know what? I always think that people can't get through their head when they talk about forming a new state is that they say, well, how can things change? We need blah, 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 blah. And I always say, you know, here's the idea. You get to start over. You don't have to adopt all those onerous rules. You have to keep the state and the citizens safe. But you can do that without about a tenth of the laws that we have on the books now.
That's right, Trish. But again, we are concerned and warning each other first things first, which is to we're thinking that we'll have the city council support 4-1, and then that support will greatly create some support on the
Board of Supervisors.
Have you approached the Board of Supervisors? And quite frankly, I don't know why you need to approach them. It seems to me that someone from that Board of Supervisors should be stepping forward and bringing this up.
And by the way, this is an election year.
It has been. Chappelle is in our corner. That we know him, and he is the only one that we can count on so far. Now, that's my understanding.
David Kehoe.
Well, you've got two members up for election this year, Mr. Kehoe and Mr. Baugh.
That's right. You ought to be talking about that.
And they probably will go along with it because it is an election year.
Well, I hope so. But,
okay.
The City Council will give their support, and that's I think the 1st of October, and then we'll go to the Board of Supervisors on the 8th.
Okay. All right. Hey, Gary,
so thank you very much.
You bet. We got people lined up here. Okay, Gary, thank you so much. I think we've touched a nerve here, and you know what? You're absolutely right. You know, let's look at the state of Jefferson, and, you know, that we need to have our elected officials at least make a statement about it, so thank you. Okay, let's go to line 2. Cheryl, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
You hit on a very important point that isn't mentioned enough, and that is that when people go through bad experiences with the county, they decide that their best defense is to disappear into the woodwork, because if they do make a big stink, they do talk to the media, something strange happens. People from various government agencies at various levels of government show up with a new interest in what they're doing on their land. And I've heard this story over and over again. There are dashed dreams all over this county for people that had plans to do things with their property and found it too expensive or permits expiring or just red tape, you know, and they're in pain. And they can't speak out publicly without retribution. There's so many levels of government that can come after them, and each of those agencies has hundreds of ordinances they can use against them. Fine, they can fight one battle over here successfully, but we can get you on this, this, and this. And your point is very valid.
And Cheryl, you know this from personal experience, quite frankly.
Yes.
And I know
some of the people with dash dreams.
That's right.
I know how this odd way of government agency showing up on your land all of a sudden when you fight back. I mean, that's what happened to Reverge. But it also happened to other people that I talked to when I was going door to door, you know, campaigning for the supervisors. People, if they trust you, will tell you what they've been through, but they don't dare say anything. And the county, they need to take responsibility for the pain that is all over this county, and people who had dreams, lifelong dreams for their land.
I share your frustration, because as a county supervisor for many years, I talked to so many people, and you're right, because they trusted me, they would share all this information with me. But again, if they had any intention of continuing to live in this county and or ever doing another project or dealing with the system, they're not going to let you use their name and put themselves
That's
in
right.
a position where
change.
All of these people can come back at them and like you say, use their myriad of challenges and ordinances to come back and make them pay for stepping out of line.
Exactly. And like,
it's almost like living
in a
count
the number of people who have confided in me and wish they could tell their story.
Well, you know, Cheryl, we got to take a break here. The only thing I can say is it's an election year.
Well, we can try again.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda, of course, is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall,
in Salmo Vineyards and Estate Granite. On the spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Of course, Linda is going to have On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Trish Clark's here. Trish, busy.
Well,
I didn't realize how upset people are about, I mean, I did because after doing this for almost 5 years, I hear this all the time. What happens?
Well, you know, it's something that has a so deep-seated in county government and in the city government that people, it's become a way of life. It's become a fact. Everybody knows that if they're going to try and start a business, they're going to have to go through the process. And they begin to accept it, and they figure they can't fight back. Quite frankly, that's why a lot of us have encouraged Reverge Anselmo, because he's in a position where, in fact, he has fought back. And you know, if he was to actually win the cases against the county, maybe people would understand that you can win against City Hall. It's unfortunate because a lot of times you've got to invest a good deal of your time and money to make a difference. Whereas you can just pay their silly fine or get beyond it and live with their rules or do it different by maybe, you know, spending $25,000 and then you can get on with your project.
Yeah.
That's cheap at half the price, because if you tie up your project, as the Anselmos have for 6 years now, fighting with the county and spending inordinate amounts of money to prove a point. I mean, you know, when he realized he was wrong on an issue, he corrected it immediately. Leads me to believe that perhaps the things he's fighting with the county is they're wrong and he's right. And let's hope that the courts uphold that, because I think it'll make a difference in the mindset of the community about just don't roll over and play dead when these people put their onerous rules at you.
Well, that other guy did. He fought it and got it down, saved $100,000. But here's the thing. We've got really great people working at the city and the county, state. Really, really good people, but we've gotten into things where, you know, where decisions were made maybe years ago, and it just, you know how kind of the tide comes in a little bit further, and it goes back out and comes in a little bit further.
There's a mentality there of how we can make your life difficult.
You know, and Russ Maul said it. He said, there's so many laws, and he said it here, there's so many laws, you have to kind of pick and choose the ones you're going to enforce, because you can't enforce all of them. And I found that interesting. I found it very truthful, because there are, but it's how you enforce them. It's what you're doing. Is it, do you treat the citizens coming in with permits and wanting to build here and do things? Do you treat them like you would a member of your family, like somebody there that you, I want
to
help you.
How can I make this work?
How can I make this work for you? And you know what? And make it so it's easy and we can make this. Now this happens.
And that direction
but
could come from the top down though. This needs
does.
To be the
it
message.
Does. And it does happen in cases you hear about, oh no, gosh, these people are so helpful. But other times, obviously the people that come to us have not been having that good a time. Hey, another show has gone by. Tomorrow, I'm going to be out at Shasta Dam. Linda will be here, and we'll be running I'll be trying to see if we can get all the remote stuff up because of the way that there's no signals out there. We're going to be making it work anyway. Talking to some people who worked on the dam, their families and all this, plus all the stuff going on here.
Great celebration going on all week and invite everybody to join in it because
everybody.
It's certainly a big part of Shasta County's history.
Yes, and there's so many things going on. Of course, then Saturday we'll be out there from 5 to 8 and we'll be having a great party out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. No matter what opponents say about Obamacare,
turns out, actually, a lot of what we've done is starting to bear real fruit.
President Obama using a web event with his export council to insist health care reform is helping businesses by slowing the rise in health care costs. And the White House says he would veto a bill that links defunding Obamacare to avoiding a government shutdown. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The White House calls the GOP offer a narrow ideological agenda. Still House Speaker John Boehner says the House is moving forward with a vote tomorrow on a short-term spending bill that defunds the Affordable Care Act.
It is a train wreck. It has to go.
But Senate Democrats warn that move pushes the government closer to a shutdown.
I expect my Senate colleagues to be up for the battle.
Even Republicans in the Senate, however, concede they are unlikely to find the votes to pass an Obamacare repeal. Lisa.
Jared, the Postal Service might need an emergency rate hike. Fox News Radio's Rich.